I've brought you now to the rhododendron wood here on Leith Hill, and you might think, hang on a minute, this looks like a garden, or this doesn't look right, or something. And you're right, it's a cultivated space, but it's particularly special nowadays because of its history, its story behind it, and what we've got here.
So what have you got? Because I've understood that what you've been trying to do all over the National Trust is eradicate rhododendrons, but here they're rampant.
So you're right. In the wrong setting, we don't want rhododendrons because they're not from here. But this particular little bit of wood is the right setting because we're saving it because they're so special.
What makes these ones special then?
Well, because there's a really good variety of different types. Some of them are quite rare. Some of them are really old. And we do actually think that there's one or two of them were from this Victorian seed collector, Joseph Hooker, who was a friend of Charles Darwin, who happened to be the brother of the lady of the manor of Leith Hill Place at the time, Caroline Wedgwood.
So he will have actually come here?
Oh, it's quite likely that they did. In fact, we've got some letters, certainly between Caroline Wedgwood and her brother, Charles Darwin, talking about the rhododendron or the flower. It's flowering now. And we do believe that that's the Rhododendron falconeri, which was brought to England to Kew by Joseph Hooker. So we think that that's actually it's the plant is old enough to be the ones seedlings of the ones that he brought, which is particularly special, of course.
He could actually have been standing where I'm standing.
Who, Charles Darwin?
Charles Darwin.
Yeah, he could have
Amazing.
Been. Amazing. I know. So the woods that we've got here are real show in spring, in April and May, and then beautiful specimen trees as well.
If you come at the right time of year, I mean, some of these azaleas have the most amazing scent. It's not just how beautiful they are, and they are beautiful.
Mm. Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, it's obviously why they went all around the world to seed collect and then bring them back to this country. That was very much the style of the time, is to cultivate and shape your landscape. And so we human beings yet again have had quite an impact on the landscape.
Certainly have. But tell me a little bit more about why you're trying to eradicate the rhododendron, the ponticum, the purple one, in so many places.
Well, it's a particularly successful species, is that, you know, it pops up all over the place. But in the wrong place, so not in a cultivated space, it's a non-indigenous plant. So it wasn't here post the last ice age. And so consequently, you don't necessarily have all the various species associated with that ecosystem. So sometimes it means that your plant that you've gone and brought from far away, or your animal that you might have brought from far away, is not going to thrive because the ecosystem hasn't got what it needs to survive. Or alternatively, it's doing very well, thank you, at the cost of other things that are around and about. So,
and that's what's happening here.
Well, it can happen. It happens, you know, when you've got, so particularly if you have a protected area, so a little bit further up over onto Leith Hill, we have some heathland, but that's now deemed as very special. And if you've got rhododendrons starting to seed and pop up in there, they do like an acid soil, and quite often heathland is acid. So they would crowd out some of those other species, like
yes.
the heathers and the associated species. Heathers can bring all sorts of really good spiders and other species that are associated with a heathland setting. And because heathlands are so fragmented, we can't have them interfered with. We've got to be able to protect them the way that they formed.
And nothing, of course, will grow underneath a rhododendron canopy.
No, that's right. I mean, it's a dense canopy, so the light doesn't really get through. But also, there might be chemicals within it that are stopping other things from growing. Lots of plants have that.
So they need to be kept at bay where they're not appropriate.
That's the word.
But they are appropriate here.
Well, that's right. So although it's sitting within a more natural established landscape, it is a sort of cultivated wood, and also because of its historical provenance, that yes, it's appropriate in this setting.